Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Getting Skin Intimate with Faceplant Aesthetics. My name is Lauren, and today I'm giving you guys a little bit of an update, a little bit on the holidays, my life lately. So let's get into it. Okay, guys. So I don't know if any of you care or any of you have noticed, I have not been posting on the podcast that much lately. The last time I posted, I think, was literally over a month ago, and just gonna give you guys a little bit of a life update. I kind of been saying a little bit here and there on Instagram, like I've been going through a lot and everything, and I'm not gonna go too deep into some things because they don't just involve me, they involve like other family members and whatnot. But guys, basically I'm going through a lot, taking on new responsibilities right now in my life, that kind of came out of nowhere. Under a lot of stress with all of it. I'm postpartum 3 months, and honestly, while postpartum is still personally better for me than pregnancy was, it has been hard. I was fine at first, and all of a sudden it's hit me like I'm literally losing hair, not only from being postpartum, from the amount of stress I'm experiencing in my life as well right now. I want to preface the rest of this episode by saying, like, guys, you need to take care of your mental health. I am going to talk about like certain mental health things. So if like your mental health isn't in the best place right now, maybe don't listen to this episode. Take care of you. Just because, yeah, just going to talk about kind of what's been going on in my life. But like I said, guys, been going through a lot, both personally, and then not just my own life, with other people in my life. So a lot of personal things going on, which is why I haven't been able to, or why I haven't spent a lot of time, you know, on social media, or I've been a little quiet on social media, not posting as much as I typically would like to and whatnot. I'm going through a lot. And on top of that, yeah, like I said, I'm postpartum, my baby's priority. And honestly, it's like at the end of the day, when I'm done with clients, I want to come home and just spend the time with my baby. I don't want to have to deal with other responsibilities and whatnot. So, yeah, guys, to be straight up, there was a time not too long ago where I was having huge mental breakdowns daily, like huge, guys, like a shell of myself, mental breakdowns. My husband was really concerned for me and my mental health, and now I'm honestly, guys, literally like having to message with a therapist online daily. I'm seeing a therapist in person weekly. So mentally, guys, I've been going through it. A lot's been going on. Like I said, it doesn't just involve me, so I'm not going to share this information, but I'm starting to get in a place now where I'm able to kind of mentally be in a better place. I'm able to do some things here and there, but at the end of the day, also my priority is going to be, once I'm done with clients, if my baby needs me and I want to be with my baby, that's where my focus is going to be. I didn't realize how much, you know, that was kind of going to affect me and how much it was really important to me to like be able to just like clock out and be with my baby until I was coming back from maternity leave. And I found that I, you know, was working, coming home, and just to put my baby to bed, and I honestly didn't like that. And there are still days where it's like that, but it's getting better. So really hard though. really hard. Yeah, so I'm, like I said, I'm not getting too much into it because it doesn't just involve me, as far as what's been affecting my mental health, but I'm in a better place now, guys. In a way better place. And other than my baby and my husband, what comes next is my clients. So everything else gets put on the back burner as far as work goes. But speaking of work, I posted on Instagram literally earlier today. I'm recording this just the night before it comes out. It's November, what is it, 15th? Yeah, November 15th today. So, guys, Casey is now solo. She's her own business, her own entity, not like an employee of Faceplant Aesthetics, not associated with Faceplant Aesthetics anymore. And this was a decision I actually presented her with. A couple weeks ago, we had like one of our little meetings, and I straight up told her, like, I do have a lot going on. I shared some of what's going on, but not all of it, because again, a lot of it is personal. And I just told her, like, I can't be the boss that I would love to be for you. And I honestly think you could rock it solo. I would love to help you go solo if you want me to help you. If not, that's cool. Like, whatever is your choice. I just can't be the boss for you. And truthfully, guys, also, like, I'm happy being solo. Like, again, I come to work, I take care of my clients, I come home and I take care of my baby. Like, there's a little bit, you know, still like the back end of things. I'm still, you know, in charge of my business and whatnot, but I can focus 100% truly on what I love. So that was another reason for the decision. I met with a lot of people, and that was part of why I was kind of mentally, because I love Casey so much. She's done so much for us, and I didn't want to ever kind of disappoint her. So, but everything's good. She's renting for me just one of my two rooms, and she's doing her own service menu, her own treatments, all that jazz. But yeah, if you are a client of mine and you want your products or your treatments, reach out to me. If you're a client of Casey's and you happen to listen to this podcast, reach out to her for your products or your treatments. We're two separate businesses now, but yeah, so everything's good there. She's just solo now, so just wanted to clear up any confusion. Because honestly, this decision was made a couple weeks ago. I can't remember. A couple weeks ago. It's just, honestly, I have not even spent the time or energy to just make that quick little post. But so that's what's going on there. And next, let's see what's... Oh my gosh, guys. I have to tell you, the amount of air lace love we've been having lately, like, I've been so bad. Like, I'm literally an ambassador and I have not been posting as much and I'm supposed to be. But I love air lace so much. Our clients are loving air lace. And what's been so fun for me is I am getting a lot of more mature skinned clients, like, you know, middle-aged women, older women even, that are, you know, wanting to treat aging, sunspots, skin tightening, things like that. So, like, not just with air lace, with other skin treatments, everything. And you know what, like, I love acne. That's my first love when it comes to skin, but I've always said, like, I want to do all kinds of, like, skin revision, and I've been loving it, like, so much. It's been so fun. Like, I kind of feel like I'm a little grandma at heart, in my little soul. So, like, having these older clients, like, all of a sudden, like, coming in and wanting laser and everything, I'm like, that's kind of fun for me. I've been very happy with it. So yeah, it's been really, really fun. And not just with, like, those clients, but a lot of our other clients. You guys are, like, wanting to do air lace lips, wanting to do air lace, you know, for your acne, wanting to do air lace, you know, I had so many of you, you know, that wanted your packages, doing it with your boot camp. I think I already said acne, actually. Air lace on its own. I'm so happy you guys are loving it. I'm trying to, whatever I can, make it as affordable as possible for the majority of you to at least try once or to do long term. But I'm so happy, you guys. We're seeing such amazing results. I literally have to put before and afters together and post them. I have so many before and afters. So many. Oh my gosh. Oh, it makes me so happy that you guys are loving it. And then hair scans on top of that. Guys, by the end of this month, I will have, since bringing on hair scans, literally the second week of October, done over 60 hair scans. That's insane. That is insane. And we're seeing such good results as far as wellness and health goes for our clients, but also their skin. And it's making me so happy. There's a huge reason why I believe in these and why I wanted to bring them on. I need to talk about these more on social media. Honestly, guys, my social media kind of on the back burner a little bit. Again, with everything going on, at the end of the day, my clients and then my baby. That's my focus. But oh my gosh, I'm so happy so many of you are loving these hair scans, what we're finding out and everything. It's making me so happy. I'm actually about to write up some hair scan follow-ups right now. I have about a few to write up after I record this, but I'm so happy, guys. And I've had a lot of you actually messaging me, like, what do I need to do to be able to offer them myself? So guys, to do the hair scans that I'm doing, which is the optimized immunity and well-being ones, I had to be nutrition certified and then integrative health certified. I think if you want to do just like the hair, skin, and nail analysis one, which is an in-depth report, you kind of have to still be within scope of practice and everything as far as recommendations go. I think you just need to be IHP certified, I think. But for me, guys, it took over a year of, you know, doing the certification for nutrition, then the IHP, and then the hair scan training. It's a little over a year of training that I invested into all this, and then money as well. But that's kind of what goes into it, at least for me. But yeah, the account that I used for my integrative health certification was at IHP underscore certification, Dr. Stephen Cabral. Amazing. But yeah, I'm trying to think what else do I have to update you on? I'm like, there's so much to update. I'm trying to think though, because my mind is everywhere and I keep looking over at my baby on the baby monitor. Honestly, I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. Actually, over this last weekend, we just graduated our 43rd acne bootcamper in the last 12 months. And that's a combination of virtual and in-clinic boot campers. But are you kidding me? Kidding me. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy. Lots been going on. But like all happy things. But at the same time, I'm dealing with a lot. So trying to focus on the positive things for sure. But yeah. Okay, tis the season, guys. I kind of wanted to, let's just update you a little bit. A little bit update real quick. Holidays. I'm going to be in California Wednesday through Saturday for Thanksgiving. We're flying. I'm kind of nervous to fly with my baby for the first time. But it'll be good. It'll be nice to take a little break too, be in California, be by the beach, be with my family, have them, most of them. I think only like my mom and one of my sisters has met my baby in person, so like the rest of them can, and it's a much needed time, so ready for that moment off. But yeah, speaking of holidays, tis the season, let's talk about it. I guess this episode comes out Thursday, so tomorrow, Friday, we are doing our Black Friday, our early access Black Friday on our close friend stories on Instagram. And I'm so excited because Black Friday is always just fun. Everybody loves a good deal. And then we're doing it the following week, just on regular stories. But oh my gosh, inventory is limited, guys. I'm already like stressed about running out of product. So forgive me. I'm trying to keep up. Yeah, and then I've been having so much fun planning 12 Days of Christmas. 12 Days of Christmas, because I do Black Friday and that's a retail deal, 12 Days of Christmas is more around giveaways, more around service promos, and then maybe some like packaging of some sort with retail, like different things. Like I've got some stocking stuffer ideas, for example. So been really excited for that. Also, guys, tis the season for advanced treatments, especially chemical peels. The amount of fire peels, laser, and microneedling also that I've been doing. Oh my gosh. This is my time. This is like my favorite part of every year when I'm doing just like crazy advanced treatments. Even like if I'm not doing advanced treatments fully, a lot of you guys are like, okay, can I add on the laser to my facial? Can I add on laser lip rejuvenation to my hydrafacial? Can I do BioRepeel with my hydrafacial? Like so many different combination therapies. And I'm freaking loving it. So yeah. Honestly, guys, wait, I'm checking on my baby. No, it's just Phantom crying. Oh my gosh, that's like so stressful. But honestly, guys, that's kind of like the majority of what's been going on in my life, other than obviously I'm not going to give you all the details on my personal life. Normally I try to be very open and everything, but this is stuff again that's not just affecting me, it's affecting other people in my personal life, and I'm going to keep things private. But I appreciate patience that I've received with clients, from followers, from friends, all of you, in this time. It's been much needed, the patience. But like I said, I'm starting to get in a good spot. Therapy, let me tell you, it works. It's amazing. But yeah, I hope you guys have a good rest of your weekend. I don't know if I'm gonna be posting next week for Thanksgiving, honestly. Again, this isn't like my biggest priority right now, because I'm still kind of trying to work out my life. But I hope you guys, yeah, have a good rest of your weekend. Have a good Thanksgiving. If I don't post next week, stay safe. Thank you for listening to the last few minutes, little updates, for inviting me into your life. Again, your patience, I appreciate it. Clients, I love you. You're amazing. I am so thankful for your support with my business. It means the world, especially right now. It's a busy season. So yeah, I love you guys. Have a good one. I will talk to you soon. All right. Have a good one. Bye.